You're listening to the Ultra Mobile podcast videocast today. We're doing this over Ustream because it's going to be a quick off-the-cuff special because it's IFA in Berlin today. That's the 28th of August 2008 and my name's Chippy and out in Finland is JKK from JKK Mobile. Hi there.
Hello.
Have you been following the news today?
Yep, not as much as I wanted, but...
There's been a few bits come in. I haven't seen too much in the way of Ultra Mobile stuff, but certainly a few netbook bits of news that we can talk about in the in this podcast. Yeah. You were the first actually to post. I saw this morning on the Fujitsu. I think it was Fujitsu Amilo.
Yeah.
Amilo.
Yeah.
Which is standard netbook fare again, or do you see anything special in that one?
Well, the standard, yes. The Express card slot is not that popular, so that's one special thing on it. Other than that, it's a hard drive based Atom 1.6 basic netbook. So
yeah, you wonder at this stage in the game why they're really coming in with basic devices without any special features. Okay, you got the PCI Express mini slot, the digital array microphone, and that is about it that I can see from the specs that's any different from anything else.
No difference.
And it, of course, it's an FSC device, Fujitsu Siemens, which is the German sort of collaboration between Fujitsu and Siemens, so this could be just a Germany only device.
Yeah. Well, we have that in Nordics too. So it I don't know. It looks like a European thing, and the design looks quite interesting, I would say.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, it reminds me of a Citroen. In terms of design, they've tried to do something a bit different, and it looks quite cool on first glance. But you can guarantee in about 6 months' time, it's really not going to look so cool and trendy. I think they've overdone it a little bit on the, you know, making it, trying to make it look a bit different.
Yeah.
Cues from the sort of U820 and the U1010 UMPC, but
yeah,
it doesn't.
Yeah, and the keyboard and the screen are a bit smaller than the housing, so I think it's the same keyboard as on EPC, smaller EPCs, which some of the people don't like because it's small, and the 8.9 inch screen looks quite small on that frame, so.
Yeah. Yeah, Sasha was out at IFA, Sasha from epcnews.de, and he's done a little bit of a summary. I'm just pulling it up on the screen, a bit of a summary of the Amilo Mini. He says that the build quality is good. He's kind of frustrated, like you said, that the keyboard doesn't actually stretch all the way out to the sides. It's a standard EPC 901 EPC keyboard. He likes the mouse button and mouse pad build quality. And
I think
nothing.
He really liked the build quality, but nothing special on that.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if this ends up in other countries. Because the other thing was the exchangeable covers, wasn't it?
Yeah, covers on like screen covers. I don't think the bottom part. Well, the bottom part looks. It might be replaceable too, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, and of course this is just like a marketing thing, isn't it? Really, it's, you can change the covers if you want, but what it really means is you have to buy white and then give us another €30, and we'll give you the color you want.
Yeah. It's the thing. Yeah.
It's a cheap way, and there's a cheap way to get different color versions. I mean, they don't have to carry stock of hundreds of different colors or whatever, three different colors. They can just stock the cover replacement. So
yeah, well, one nice thing about that kind of cover is that if you want to do your own stuff on it, like a painting or whatever, you can actually then buy a new one. You don't mess with the device itself or use the stickers or laser etching or whatever. So
yeah, or replace it when you've scratched it up.
Yeah, because all those shiny netbooks, they are gonna be scratched so easy. So
yeah.
So I think it's a good thing. I don't need it, but I understand that it could be nice.
Yeah. So that's a Fujitsu Amilo Mini. I've got that in the portal database. You've got it in your portal database. So if you need to check info, it's in products.jkkmobile.com or umpcportal.com/products. Now, the second one to come out as news today was the more interesting, I think, one, which is the LG X110 110, which is an MSI Wind, yeah.
But with the 3G and maybe GPS too.
Yeah. So actually, I hadn't noticed that it was an MSI Wind. I was looking at the side profile of it, and it did look slightly different. I did mention in some chats earlier that I should go and get my MSI Wind and compare it because it looks similar, but I wasn't sure that it was. But I've looked at a picture from the front of it now, and yeah, the power button's in the same place. The mouse pad and mouse buttons are the same. And that's not a bad thing at all because the keyboard on the MSI Wind is really best in class, I think, for the netbooks. It's a fantastic keyboard, really nice.
For tabletop use, it's really nice to have a good keyboard. Of course, I really don't care about that, but I totally understand people wanting to touch type. It has the big shift key, which is important for that.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's a really really nice looking device. I don't know about the design. I think it's as good as the MSI Wind. Of course, it has all the same features, but also 3G version and possible GPS. I think the module 3G model has the GPS built in, so if they have an
Yeah.
antenna there, so it works that way.
Yeah.
A
So
good
I think this is excellent actually, and I don't know where it's going to appear in the world, but they're talking about 399 and 499 prices in Europe. So you can guarantee 499 is for the high end
Euros, yes,
euros.
499 euros.
Euros. That's going to be for the high end with GPS and 3G and possibly I've seen talk of 6 gig SSD, 120 gig hard drive and 160 gig hard drive. So I guess that 160 is going to be the high end.
So in US prices, if it converts directly, it's 590 for the low end and 740 for high end. So in a way, actually, if it would be comparable, it's a bit too pricey. If there is a version without 3G for 590, that's too much. But as we don't know yet, we don't know. And typically, the prices are not comparable. Typically, US gets the same numbers, but
In
in dollars.
well, yeah, they used to. I think it's a little bit different now, but yeah, I don't think it will be a direct one-to-one price. So 3G, I mean, in Europe, it's quite funny. A year ago, we were looking at 1,100, 1,200 euros for a 3G enabled device. So the HTC Shift and the Q1B were about the cheapest 3G enabled devices you could get. So a year later, we're down at under 500 euros for a 3G enabled device, which, when you think about the P1610, the Flybook V5, the LG C1, which had HSDPA in, they were all over 2,000 euros. It's incredible. And this guy, this little thing, has enough processing power to do anything you want to do except video. I mean, video
And
processing.
actually, videos are doable too. You have done some processing, and actually, they are doable. If you think about, you are doing like a kid video for the kids, like 2 minutes, and just add some small things on it. It's totally doable. So I think it's perfect thing, and especially now that the operators are picking them up and selling them with the subscriptions and monthly fees. So I think it's really super,
Yeah,
and
this
3G enables that easier. So.
yeah. And then you've got LG as the brand, which I would argue is slightly better or let's attracts more eyes than MSI does. It's a
Of course, of
much more
course.
well-known brand. And yeah, if that appears in shops at 299 subsidized with a 30 euro a month data plan, it's going to be a real groundbreaker, I think.
Well, actually, here we have the EPCs for 20 euros per month with 3G external modems and the subscription. So it could go even down to that. So I think it's a really nice thing.
Absolutely.
We can already buy the EPC 700, EPC 900, the Acer Aspire 1 here with 3G deals with monthly subscriptions 2 or 3 years. And actually, now some some universities are giving their students to EPC 900, so it's looking really good for netbooks.
The same's happening here with the subsidized sales. I think Carphone Warehouse, or Phone House, sorry, have a number of netbooks for sale and are almost free with a 2-year contract. So, which brings us on actually to, if we've finished talking about the LG, to another one. Again, you posted and pinged me on this one, which is the T-Mobile announcement that they're going to do a 901, ASUS EPC 901, with 3G built in and a contract. So the 901 Go, is it called? I haven't got the details in front of
EPC
me.
901 Go, they say.
Right. So in March earlier this year at CeBIT, they were talking about the bundling with T-Mobile. ASUS and T-Mobile were up on the stage. But now it looks like they're doing more than just bundling their dongles, so to speak. They're actually they're actually going to embed a 3G card in the 901. So this is going to
And
be.
as we already knew that it's gonna happen, we just didn't know where and what and when, because there is a place for 3G card. It even says that on the motherboard that there's a SIM card slot and so on. So this was about to happen, but the T-Mobile is first to announce it. So I think now next month we will start seeing operators bit by bit taking the 901 with integrated 3G. And I think it will sell nicely because this is the true mobile version compared to MSI or LTE, because it's way smaller, lighter, has double the battery life, and with the internal 3G, it's gonna fly nicely. Again, a bit too heavy for me, a bit too big for me. I don't like the design itself, but as a mobile, again, maybe more tabletop use, it's great, and especially as it has a standard 6 cell battery, so easy 5 to 6 hours 3G surfing time. So you don't actually need that much time in a work day if you are not continuously using it. So it's a great package.
Plus you get that built-in pat on the back when you buy an EPC. When you use it in a coffee shop and people say, "What have you got?" And you say, "Oh, an EPC." "Oh, yes, I know about the EPC things." And you get this kind of automatic pat on the back. Whereas if you go in and say, "Oh, it's an LG X110," people turn around and say, "Oh, all right, is that like an EPC?"
That's true. That's
Yeah,
true.
so that's really going to sell. And that's one that carriers will, I think, really benefit from having,
Of
that
course.
brand. You combine brands like T-Mobile and Vodafone with that ASUS EPC brand, and you've got a winner, guaranteed, I would say. So that was the Fujitsu Ammo LG 110, the 901. Did you want to mention something about low-cost SSDs from Samsung? There was some news the other day.
I think it was good news too. Of course, this news is about Samsung making testing right now the new lower cost MLC based SSD drives. They are SATA based, but they're fast. So we are talking about write speeds of 90 megabytes and read speeds of read speeds of 90 megabytes, which is like 3 times the current SSDs we have on the netbooks, and write of 70 megabytes, which is more than 7 or 8 times faster than on the slowest netbooks. So huge difference on that, and we're talking about sizes of 8 to 16 to 32 gigabytes. So size is going nicer, bigger, faster, and they are looking really small, small on the picture. So I would say that it like a half of the drive we currently see. So really good news. Of course, we can't buy those from shops yet, or not maybe in the near future, but we might start seeing those inside some netbooks really soon. So
I think
they
that's
are.
the key thing. This is not an announcement of a consumer product. This is an announcement to that something's going to be available to OEMs to bung in their netbooks. And
And it's always like that when Samsung announced any kind of SSD or hard drive options. Typically, the first thing you see is inside some new netbook or notebook or whatever. So in that sense, I would even say that this is never going to be solved alone, always inside something, but hopefully it is. We
Well,
will see.
you
But
might
it's
see if
SATA.
you might see a
It's
few on
SATA
eBay.
based. Sorry?
I said you might see a few on eBay popping
Yeah.
up, but that's about the only
Yeah.
place I think you'll find them.
Yeah, but for devices that has the same bus, the SATA bus, then this is just plug and play, so really easy
Yeah.
to add.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, the only
So.
thing that I would add to it is that although you talked about 70 megabyte per second write speeds, that's only on the 32 gig version. The 8 gig one only actually writes at 25.
But
So,
that's not only compared to the
well,
seven
compared to the some of the
in
cheap
Acer,
SSDs, yeah.
and they are talking about cheap. And right now, 32 gigabyte is like 300. So if cheap is what they're doing, I think it must be like a 100 or something under that,
Right.
because you can't target. It must be even lower than 100 to even think about targeting netbooks.
Yeah. Well, probably less. Depends on it really depends on quantities. That's the key.
So that's good.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I think it's I'm just going to have to wait for those devices to filter through, I think, before we actually see the benefits of it. It could be 6 months before we actually see those devices. That's the problem. I'm having problems here with my PC. My brand new Windows Vista PC. I'm doing this on Windows Vista for the first time. How about that? Not bad, eh? One second. Okay, that's fixed it. Yeah. So, was there anything else we wanted to talk about quickly?
Well, Sasha is at EFA, so we expect some videos from him. He has been filming there. We expect some other news
Well, you know
coming. So,
who was there or is there?
huh?
Via.
Yeah, Via is there, so we should hear something because Sasha was actually spending time all night yesterday night with them.
I heard he spent the. Yeah, a little while in his home country with the boys. Yes.
It can happen.
Yeah, I don't know how you lose track of 6 hours though. From midnight to six a.m. you went to bed. You
It
crazy,
happened, and
Sasha.
I just hope that he is not shooting the videos himself, because I don't want to see those shaky
I
videos
checked with him. He's got a tripod. I know he's got a
again.
cameraman with him as well, so that
Oh,
should be interesting. But
that's good.
I'm surprised we didn't hear anything about the Via stuff from Showstoppers, because that's usually where they do their stuff. They get involved at the Showstoppers event. It means you don't have to actually buy a booth on the IFA floor. It's a cheap way to attend attend IFA. But we wasn't anything last night. Sorry, it's. Is it tonight, Showstopper? No, it was last night. So there wasn't anything from Via, so maybe it's actually giving me an announcement or a product demonstration privately in a hotel. I don't know. We'll see. So yeah, let's look forward to some news from Sasha. I really hope, because tomorrow is the public day, isn't it? Well, it starts. I think the public days start tomorrow. Tomorrow till Sunday. So hopefully some announcements. I'm just quickly checking to see if there's anything coming through on the blog search or on Yahoo News. The only thing other thing I wanted to mention is that there was Gigabyte cleared up some queries about the screens on the M912 touchscreen convertible netbooks that they have, the M912 M and M912 X and V. So it's confirmed now that the X and V are 1280 by 768 with a CCFL backlight. So that's the kind of old style backlighting, which is usually a little bit power hungry, compared to the new style, which is an LED backlight, which you'll find on the M912M at 1024 by 600 resolution, which I think is going to be the more interesting one of the two devices for me anyway. It's going to be brighter, it's going to be have more battery life as well. So the other thing that they mentioned is they might actually be getting hold of Bluetooth modules. I'm not sure what that means and whether it means internal or external, but Bluetooth modules for the M912M as well, which will be given away for free. So
that's nice.
Nice news.
But hopefully it's a clever one, because have something sticking out of the devices, mobile device, it's not nice. But it's better than nothing always.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's end it there. It's a quick one, but if there's anything else that comes up over the next 12 to 48 hours, 24 to 48 hours, we'll maybe run another podcast. And this has been recorded over Ustream, and I'll try and pull the MP3 out. So if you're listening to this on MP3 and there's been dropouts, apologies, we did it live over Ustream with video at the same time. So next time I'll get my PC set up properly for recording. Okay, so that's the, I don't know what number podcast we're on now, probably something like
19.
Okay.
I think 19.
Good. The next one will be a nice one, 20. So thanks for joining me, and thanks for everyone to listening. Thanks to people in the chat room, and we'll be back soon with another podcast. Take care now.
Take care, and bye.